Ban Ki-moon recalled that world leaders first met in Brazil 20 years ago for the Earth Summit. However, he said since then, progress on sustainable development has been too slow.
We are now in sight of a historic agreement. Let us not waste this opportunity. The world is watching to see if words will translate into action, as we know they must. Rio+20 is not an end, but a beginning. It's time for all of us to think globally and long term. Beginning here now in Rio, for time is not on our side.
The Secretary General said Rio+20 gives the world a second chance.
As representatives are aware, the conference serves to secure renewed political commitment for sustainable development, assess the progress to date, and the remaining gaps in the implementation of the outcomes of major commitments, major summits on sustainable development, and address new and emerging challenges.
Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff was elected conference president.
A expressiva liderança mundial que hoje.
The significant number of countries represented in Rio de Janeiro indicates the commitment of all states with a complex and urgent agenda on sustainable development. I have no doubt that we are going to be up to the challenge that the global situation has imposed on us.
The high-level summit was preceded by a preparatory committee meeting to draft the final political document, which heads of state will adopt at the conference. Diplomats meeting in Rio de Janeiro reached an accord on Tuesday following days of differences over points including financing, implementation, and the definition of green economy. Mr. Ban commended Brazil for its role in bringing the negotiation process to a close. The Rio+20 conference runs through 22nd June. From Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, I'm Deanne Penn.